Good morning. It is 8:19. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aerodith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, you heard a lot about this possibility of a Lake Story expansion, which is an idea at this point. That's all it boils down to. So we want to clear up some misconceptions about what's going on and actually the actual process of not only this, but other projects that happen here in the city of Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about that is the Director of Parks and Rec for the city of Galesburg, Tony Eligny-Estill. Tony, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, you know, we've all seen kind of what triggered me wanting to get a hold of you was seeing a lot of the comments on social media, whether it was on our social media or the city's or the Register Mail. Some of the comments, you know, I think people are under the misguidance that, this thing is set, it's going to happen. They were voting on this, and they're going to, you know, this is a shovel-ready project. It's going to start right away. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth.
That's so correct. We're still in the information gathering stage. As with any idea or possibility of some kind of larger project, we do try to gather information. We do studies. We do studies all the time to see if whatever we want to work on, project we're considering, is actually worth it in a variety of ways before we move forward with it, if that's the way the information comes out.
And so we were at the stage with this, like, okay, now we're talking about it was just approving the feasibility study. Is this feasible or not? Is it something that we should continue with? But once a feasibility study is done, then you get into the public discussion about it, and that's where the citizens of the city get to kind of comment and voice, like, hey, yeah, this looks like this maybe could be a good idea or not, or I don't like the idea, whatever. That's more of the process, though.
Correct. You know, this isn't, regardless how this goes, this wouldn't be digging the new lake tomorrow kind of thing. So just for clarification, the phase one study, the only purpose for the phase one study was to see if the city could afford to do this project financially without raising taxes and trying to find ways to fund it, one. And two, if there was land, again, not saying that we're taking anybody's land, but just is the contour of expanding the lake even possible, right? And so that was the phase one study. It wasn't to do it or not do it or anything else. It was just to find out if we could afford to do it and if we could actually build it somewhere. So with the results of that study, which is actually on the city website, so people can see what the results of that were, it did show that it is possible to actually fund this project and that there is the right land to actually expand the lake. So then after that, it was going to a phase two study. The phase two study primarily was to get public input to see what concerns people had, what ideas they might have for the lake, the surrounding area, what amenities they might like to see should this project continue to move forward. It was also the phase two study is also looking at some other more specific financial aspects and also talking to those organizations that the city would have to get permits from to see if there's anything that we would need to be aware of or information that they would need, or even if, for example, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources would even allow us to do something like this. Just to find those kind of things out. And then if all those things came back in a positive light, then I'm sure there would be a phase three study that would include more information gathering. You know, we understand that there's conservation issues, there's habitat issues. You know, we're aware of all of these kind of things. We are also aware that landowners are affected by this. But I will say that from my perspective, there is no reason for us to engage with homeowners out there because all we're doing is seeing if this is even possible. It's years before anything actually, if all the stars aligned, it would still be years before a shovel goes in the ground. There's plenty of time to talk to the landowners if we get that far. But to raise that question with them today about a project that may not even happen for multiple years just seems like way ahead.
Which is why they haven't been talked to yet, if in case correct, they were wondering. Tony Eligny-Estill is the director of the Galesburg Parks and Recs Department, talking about the Lake Story expansion possibility and the phase we're in now. So, you know, we've both seen a lot of the comments and people talking like this is a done deal. Oh, well, they didn't tell me I'm going to have to move, but I know my living room is going to be full of water, so I am going to have to move. Well, they can't know that, and I know that for a fact. No, they can't know that because the city doesn't even know that.
Correct. even when you look at the phase one diagrams, those were just areas that we had to map out so we could actually do a cost analysis. That doesn't mean that's exactly where the lake's going to go. It's just one possibility so we could actually figure out what the cost would be.
My suggestion, Tyler, if they're able to build a really, really big canal from Lake Story all the way south of town to your place and then a big moat all the way around. I mean, is that – can we do a feasibility study?
We could go down and go in back in 1814. We took a little trip.
There we go. No, but it's just – okay, let's there's another thing. You talked about the feasibility study. You know, I don't know how many projects a year or how many projects in 5 years the city does, but any project that is done, whether it's Parks and Recs or any project in the city of Galesburg, you have to do a study. That's every single one of them. This is nothing new, and some of them are studies that an independent group comes in and checks the feasibility. So this is nothing new. This is normal process.
Sure. So I'm starting my sixth year here at the city, and during that time, I've personally been involved in a few studies, but even when I started, we did a study, if people remember, we did a study on whether or not the old armory that is Trillium Dell right now, but that old armory, should it be converted into a recreation center? We did a study on that. We end up not actually doing it. We did a study on should we build a convention center in town, either at the old mall site or I think at the downtown hotel area, and what that would cost and if there was a demand for something like that. So we did a study on that. We ended up not building a convention center. So the city does studies all the time. It doesn't mean that doing the study automatically leads into now building or doing whatever that study is to gain the facts to see if it's really worthwhile. And clearly in those projects, it was not. But in this case, we're still gathering information to find out if it is or is not.
Well, and then there's also the thing of displacing residents or businesses or whatever. Well, we've got three grade separations that were built, two overpasses and an underpass, and same thing happened. It displaced, what, 30-some between businesses?
I was told, before my time, yeah. But I was told that 37 homeowners and businesses were displaced. And obviously the city negotiated and worked with each of those people and came out with a fair settlement for them to decide to sell their property. We did not do eminent domain, I don't believe. Again, I wasn't here, so I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure we worked a deal with every one of those property owners.
Yeah, and then they're going to try to do what's fair to the property owners as well. Yeah. Tony Ligny-Estel is the director of Parks and Rec for the city of Galesburg, talking about the possibility of a Lake Story expansion. And some of the things, I guess you will, maybe let me ask this, will you find out with a feasibility study? And because I liken it to the talk of the project, I liken it to maybe what's happened at Oak Run. That, it could bring recreation like that here. And you brought a lot of people with money to Oak Run from especially up in the suburban Chicago area. And some people say, well, people want to do stuff like that, they can just go to Oak Run. Well, no, you can't. You have to be a landowner out there. You just can't. It's not open to the public, or you don't just get a membership. You have to be a landowner. This would be not like that. It would still be open to the public, yet it still could conceivably bring a lot of people like that and people that that everybody would benefit from possibly tax dollars, especially property tax dollars.
Sure. We do have a committee working on this internally to make sure that we're covering all our bases. But obviously, if anything like this were to happen, the lake itself and access to the lake would be public. It has to be. I mean, we're the city. We want everybody to have access to it. And so that's our primary concern. The increase in possible recreational opportunities. And so even if there is no other development, having the opportunity to go tubing or jet skiing or whatever, I think those are really great possible ideas for recreation. In addition to that, yes, there would probably be development. Houses would be built. Nothing is set in stone. Again, all these are just ideas right now. The ideas that were in the four different proposals or ideas that were submitted by the consultant, every one of them had a different range of housing out there, from townhomes to your traditional lake houses. And so, yes, there will be very expensive houses potentially built in this kind of project. But there would also be townhomes and single-family homes, not necessarily right on the water, but homes that a regular person could afford. But everybody would have access to the lake. In the different ideas that were presented, every one of them had at least 100 acres of new park and recreation space, including space directly on the water. So parks right on the lake itself. And so the public would still have significant access regardless of how everything else gets designed.
Tony Ligniestel is the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg. I know you probably can't give us a set timeline, obviously, but say we go through this process, feasibility study, and all the process to get to the point to saying, yeah, we've decided we want to go ahead and do this. But we're probably still looking, what, maybe a minimum of 5 or even 10 years down the road, possibly? Is that conceivable?
It's hard to say. Yeah. It depends on how many more studies we need to do.
Right.
Let's pretend here that we get the feedback from the community that really encourages us to move on. We get the feedback from the other organizations that say, yes, if you do these things or provide us this information, we would give you permits. There's still more studies that we're going to have to do. I'm sure there's a number of years of doing additional studies before we ever get to the point of saying everything is now done and we can start digging a hole.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned the Department of Natural Resources also talking about the EPA as well.
EPA, Army Corps of Engineers, yeah. Right, conservation districts, a whole range of people that we're going to have to satisfy whatever their requirements are.
So the bottom line, the city didn't just say, hey, we're going to go build, we're going to expand the lake, we're going to go start digging next week. Nothing like that.
No, not at all.
Oh, my goodness. It's well, hopefully people will be, if you've heard this, you can pass it along to people that if you've seen them on social media saying this, or they're going to do this, they're going to do that. No, they're not, because nobody knows what or if anything's going to happen at this point. And so please let people know if you're seeing that.
I mean, sure. As we talked off air, I just want to make sure that people have accurate information.
Right.
So whatever opinion they form, either for or against, and that's fine. I mean, that's why we engage the public, that they know what they're talking about so they can make an informed decision.
Absolutely. Tony Ligniestel is the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. It's been obviously a crazy time as far as Parks and Rec and things going on. So many things canceled, postponed, but you're maybe seeing a little light at the end of the tunnel, maybe later this month, possible change in mitigations and maybe bringing some of the services back.
Yeah, we have my staff have done, really a great job of trying to do take-home activities, online activities, virtual activities. So they are still providing recreation as best they can. But, yes, almost every one of our facilities is closed in some fashion. Hawthorne Pool is open by appointment, and you have to swim individually, and it's only lap swimming. We also have Lakeside Recreation Facility with our indoor courts. But under the Tier 3 mitigation, only one person is allowed on each court. So there's no playing of tennis, but if you want to come out and use the ball machine or something like that, you can. Our hope is that the governor's press conference yesterday said that, we'll be in Tier 3 until January 24th, and then, we'll revisit the situation. Hopefully things are better with the vaccines rolling out and everything else, that we might be able to move to a Tier 2 or even Tier 1 and open more recreation opportunities up.
Hopefully sooner than later, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Ligniestel, the Director of Parks and Rec for the City of Galesburg. Tony, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming and clearing things up this morning.
Thank you very much, Tom.